الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا غلام إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد ففعل وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear brothers and elders, MashaAllah, may Allah and the sisters upstairs, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us coming into the masjid, listening to the talk, coming early, sitting in the sermon, in the khutbah. And this is the only tawfiq of Allah that Allah allows us to come to His house. We need to be very thankful, very grateful to Allah on this. My dear brothers and elders and the sisters, there is this monopoly and deception game with this, which has been played with us in this dunya by the evil, by this dunya, by this worldly life, worldly things. And we all are dipped in this deception, very hard to come out. That they are shaitan and its colleagues. They are inventing diseases and inventing the cures of it. And we all are dipped in those diseases and running after the cures they are providing. Not looking what Allah is saying, what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Not paying attention to that. We keep on saying this, we keep on saying that we believe in this, that the solution of all of our problems in this world, in this very world, in the hereafter, lies in entire deen. The deen has been revealed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we're not paying attention to this. It's like we're not listening. We're not even listening to this. Deen has no regard for us in our life. My dear brothers, if we live that life which deen tells us, which Allah tells us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us, we will for sure not face, we will not face any kind of problems in this world. For sure. Neither physically, neither spiritually. No kind of problems. The problem is that we are trying to look for our problem, our solutions and cures outside deen. It is not there. Look for it all of your life. Finish your life. Finish your time. You will never find it. You have to come here. There is no other place. I keep my keys in my right pocket. All my life I keep on looking in my left pocket, I will never find it. It's not there. I'll give you one example. This one Hakim, one doctor in the time of Sahaba Ikram Razanullah Ajma'in, companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came and he opened his clinic in Medina. After opening his clinic in Medina, for 4 months, he waited for the patient to come so he can diagnose him and he can treat him. In 4 months, in the entire city, not even one patient. Not even one patient. So he wrapped his clinic up and he was about to leave. So Sahaba said, where are you going? Why are you leaving us? So he said, what kind of human beings are you? It's been 4 months, not even one patient. We have lines of patients. Lines of hospitals. Clinics. And for each and every limp, there is a specialist sitting there.
Monopoly, this is deception.
So this doctor, he asked, what do you guys do? Why you don't face sickness? Why are you guys not inflicted with sickness? They say, we have taken our deen seriously. We don't play with our deen. We have taken deen as the word of Allah. When we listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we listen to it with the ears of our hearts, not with the ear of our heads. It goes directly in and comes directly in the life right away. Our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, and we have learned from him this, that up till we are not extremely hungry, we never eat. We don't eat until we are extremely hungry. And we think, we go to that level that if we don't eat now, something will happen to us. At that moment we eat. And we finish eating before there's some hunger is left. 4 months, not even one patient. No need for an hospital, no need for a specialist, no need for this high technology equipment. Deen is offering you this. Deen is offering you this. What ulama says for Muslims, for Muslims, there is no breakfast, lunch or dinner. Nothing like that. There is no concept of breakfast or lunch or dinner in our deen. In our deen, whenever you get hungry, you eat. That's it. There is no concept of this. We have adopted these concepts from Jews and Christians. Whatever they are doing, we are following them blindly because we don't know what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has offered us. So my dear brothers, this is one example. There are plenty of examples in our deen. Because of leaving deen, disregarding deen, we are facing failures in all aspects of our life. The point I want to make today, like I mentioned previous Friday, that the life becomes beautiful with two things. One is good use of tongue, one is good use of heart. Now we have this psychiatrist and we have this meditators and all that, and they are earning a lot of money, they are charging us a lot just to tell what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us already for free. Already has told us for free. That my dear brothers, the stress of this life has a lot to do with our hearts. How we are using our hearts. The previous Friday we mentioned, we learned about how to use our tongue and then how this tongue causes harms in our families, in our lives. One thing I forgot to mention last Saturday about the tongue. There are plenty of hadiths I had in my mind, but there's no time. That sometimes one word, one sentence, one dialogue, it takes a person from one place to the worst of the places. This sheikh in Pakistan, he said to us that he got to meet this actress and they wanted to invite her towards deen. They didn't meet her for any other reason. So he asked her, how come you ended up in this worst place, worst position, in worst of the profession? And when they talked to her, Allahu Akbar, they found out she is from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was Sayyid. She said, Malana, my mother taught me to cover myself, and we used to cover ourselves to such an extent, we have so much shame in our hearts that we do not even used to go to the main door of our house. We don't even go too close to that because somebody might pass by and accidentally look at her, look at us. We had so much shame, so much shyness in us. But my grandmother, oh, ताने को क्या कहते हैं? Slandering. हाँ. She used to slander me a lot since I was child, since my childhood. And to tease me, to torture me, she used to say, "Oh, the," she used to call out to me, "Oh, the daughter of an actress, of a worst woman." I don't want to use that word. Sitting on the minbar. Allahu Akbar. She said, one day I got so fed up and I got so hurt that I said into my heart to my grandmother, "I am not, but I am going to become one. I am not, but I am going to become one." That one dialogue took me to here, man. Now, how many people are misguided just because of that one woman? And behind that one woman, what is working? One sentence. This is tongue. My dear brothers, the second thing which we need to pay attention, a lot of attention is our heart. And there are a whole lot of talks about this, my dear brothers, that we have so many ill feelings in our hearts, and that is putting a lot of stress in our lives. Our lives has become, Allahu Akbar, so stressful just because of holding grudges in our hearts. The wife has grudges, the wife has ill feelings for her husband. My husband did this to me 5 years back. He said to me this, he acted to me this way. And she is holding grudges, she is holding ill feelings in her heart for years and years. Now our deen puts a lot of emphasis on this, to cleaning our hearts from ill feelings, all types of ill feelings. Jealousy, looking down on someone, belittling someone. Looking down, my dear brothers, is like nowadays our norm. This school of thought people are looking down of other school of thought people. Oh, these are those people. That's it. We have no idea that they are going to be successful in the court of Allah or not, but you looking and down on them, you are failure for sure. You are failure for sure. And slandering, you know, raising questions upon people, why you dress like this, why you talk like this, this is just a norm nowadays. Aitraz karna to aam si baat. Those people who slander, their dua is not accepted by Allah. I'll tell you this, my dear brothers, this use of our hearts, the numerous ahadith. Every Monday and Friday, the doors of Jannah are open. Everyone, now this is the hadith, everyone who doesn't associate, partner with Allah, can enter into that door. Now the hadith says, but the one who is holding an ill feeling for his brother, he cannot enter. And it said, it is announced 3 times in the heavens, let him clean his heart, let him clean his heart, let him clean his heart. These companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this happened in Madina Munawwara. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holding a gathering, a bunch of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are sitting with him. And now these are the people who have sacrificed everything to earn Jannah. They are the real people. So Allah talks about them. Inna Allah ishtara minal mu'min. That they have sold their lives, their wealth, their time, everything to get Jannah. Because my dear brothers, they used to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe in his saying so perfectly, that they used to say, when we used to sit in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if we used to see Jannat with our own very eyes, as if we used to see Jahannam with our own very eyes. This was the level of their iman. So Jannat was primary in their life. Everything else was secondary. Everything else. Anything could be sacrificed, but anything which can take us into Jannat cannot be sacrificed. Cannot be left out. Now this group of people is sitting, having this idea, always trying to look for the ways to get into Jannat. All of a sudden, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the next person coming into the masjid is a Jannati. A person from Jannat. Whoever wants to see a person from Jannat, the next person coming into the masjid is from amongst them. Now all the sahaba shocked. So what they saw, a man from Ansar from Medina. An Ansari sahabi, an Ansari companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walks in, holding his slippers into his hand, and his beard is still wet from the wuzu, right? Still dripping water. The very next day, same thing happens again. They are sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, whoever wants to see a person from Jannat, he is about to walk in. Same sahabi walks in. Third day, same thing again. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person from Jannat coming in. So this sahabi, his name is Abdullah ibn al-Amr ibn al-As. Now who he was? Allahu. Allahu, he was a very young sahabi. I wish if our youth can learn Iman, learn the connection of Allah, and learn, get Hidayat in their youth life. They can use their youth in the Shabun Nasha'a fi ibadati Rabbi. That youth, that young person who starts to worship Allah in his youth, going to be under the shade of the throne of Allah on that day, there no shade is going to be. On the day of this, no shade is going to be there. Shabun, very young guy. So about him is written that he was among those who used to fast every day and offer tahajjud all night long every night. Poor Sa'imul Nahar wa Qa'imul Layl. This is what he was. Running towards Jannat. Running towards Jannat. So about if in front of him a person is called out Jannati, what would have he have felt in his heart? So he said, I'm going to go to him and I'm going to check out what does he do. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this very life, in front of everyone, saying he is from Jannat. What does he do? So he goes to him and he said at night time that, oh uncle, I have a fight with my father. I have an argument with my father and I left my house. I can't stay with my father in my house. So can I stay with you? He said, welcome. Welcome, you're my guest. So there are long hadiths that he stayed with him for 3 nights. He didn't even offer tahajjud. All night long kept on sleeping. All he saw that he's looking at him with an hawk eye. What does he do? What does he do? He's not doing anything special. Just a normal guy offering 5 times salah. Not doing anything extra. All he saw that when he used to wake up in the middle of the night, he just say Allah and then goes to sleep again. Goes to sleep again. You know, sometimes our elders also do. Allah and then goes to sleep again. After 3 days, he said, oh my uncle, I didn't have any argument with my father. I just wanted to see what special thing you do that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has giving this glad tidings to us that you are from the persons of Jannah, from the individuals of Jannah, dwellers of Jannah. So he said, yes, my son, you know, you have seen me all 3 days. That's what I do. I have nothing special. So he was about to leave. Before he could leave the house, he called him back. He said, there is one thing. There is one thing. Before I go to sleep, I scan my heart. Is there any ill feeling in my heart for anyone? I take it out. And I don't go to sleep until my heart is clean from all the Muslims. This one deed. I have no jealousy if he's driving 2019 and I'm driving 2017. I have no jealousy. I have no jealousy he's making how much a month or I'm making how much a month. I have no jealousy with anyone. I'm not looking down on anyone. I have no arguments with anyone. Who have done wrong to me, I have forgiven him for the sake of Allah. My dear brothers, this is the easy door to Jannat. Easy door to Jannat. I don't know what verse should I use to explain this. But Shaitan is putting high emphasis on this. High. That making sure that you must have ill feeling towards anyone. Should have. And there's nobody. This Amr Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he said, when he listened to them, he said, yes, this is what it is. When he had, yes, this is what it is. But it is very hard. Because my dear brothers, one medicine you can take it once and you get cured. This is some medicine, you have to take it every single night until you die. Because you interact with people, with family, with colleagues every single day. Every single day things happen. You have to clean your heart, you have to clean your heart, you have to clean your heart. Just one last hadith I'll mention and I'll wrap this up. Allahu Akbar. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu ghaliban, he was also very young. And he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lot of love, with huge love. And muhaddiseen, they say, the wordings Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used in this hadith, he has never used in any other place. He has mentioned many things, but the words he has used in this, never used anywhere else. Then he says, Oh my beloved son, if you could do this. Now this word also telling us that it is very hard. It is very hard to do. In qadarta, if you could do this, if you are able to do this, that you do your morning and your evening in a state, وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ, that you have no ill feeling for anyone. لِأَحَدٍ, not Muslims only, not family members only, for anyone, no matter which school of thought he is. You have to keep your heart clean. Do it. فَفْعَلْ وَذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي, this is my great sunnah. This is my great cure to have a stress-free life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to it.
Assalamualaikum, brothers and sisters. Just a few quick announcements, inshallah. The Tafsir program tonight will start at 7:30. That's 7:30 p.m. here at Khadija Masjid, inshallah. And then, obviously, Sundays are time changes for Salat here. So Jamaat time, 6:30 is for Fajr. 2 o'clock, obviously, Zohar. 5:30 is Asr. And 8:30 is Isha, inshallah. And then, last but not least, the guests that arrived today, we welcome you here, alhamdulillah. If you have any questions for the Imam, or anyone else, inshallah, they'll be in the back after 2:30, inshallah. Jazakallah, let's pray sunnah. Assalamu alaikum. And what we'll do is we'll try to give 5 minutes to 6 minutes of sunnah time, inshallah. So that way everybody's not rushing, inshallah. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum.